Dr. Plug-Eye, he finally said, wincing. Hunter's Gorge.
Jabe, did they take Jabe?
He was the first to go, the farmhand said, grinning through broken teeth. I hope he fries a few for me.
Furious, Annalene dashed past the injured man into the garage. 20 seconds later, she emerged astride an old speeder bike, one of Glomer's less used rentals. Gunning it around the corner of the store, she saw Ben walking toward his EOP.
Jabe's gone with them, she said, hovering. They're headed for Hunter's Gorge.
Ben looked at her with concern.
I don't know the place. How bad is it?
Bad enough. There's no way out of there, she said. The Tuscans will have no choice but to fight.
Ben's eyes narrowed.
He's with Orin. But that didn't mean much earlier.
I know. Annalene gripped the throttle. He's 16, Ben, and he was drinking. I don't know what shape he's in right now.
I'm worried about the shape you're in. You're exhausted.
He stepped toward her and took hold of one of the handlebars. Even with the bike in pause mode, her hands were shaking, but her eyes blazed with determination and anger.
This is the day I lost Danar, and I nearly lost his store today.
I'm not losing his son today, too.
I'll go instead,
Ben said after a moment.
I'll look after the boy.
Look after us both, or neither of us, she said,
twisting the throttle and scooting forward on the seat.
Because I'm going.
Chapter 18.
Annalene's pulse hadn't slowed at all as the kilometers sped past, but it felt better to have Ben with her. She felt his arms grip around her stomach as the speeder bike banked. She had chosen to drive. She knew where they were going, and Ben had seemed willing to let her take the lead. The afternoon suns beat down on her forehead. She'd left without headwear. What had she said to Ben about the suns and aging? Try having kids, she thought.
Jay, what was wrong with that kid?
So he hated working in the store. She'd been bored too at his age, but she had to work, and so did he. She could understand his hanging around with the Galt to let off steam, but the boy was slight, no scrapper like Zed, no beady-eyed gunslinger like Mullen. Bounty hunting was not in his future. Why risk his neck hunting Tuscans? She already knew the answer. The Tuscans had killed his father. Today was an anniversary for Jabe as well. She just hoped she could reach him in time.
A Yark screamed in agony. The warrior had never run so hard for so long. Sand people knew how to run. The cowardly sun had taught them that much. But there was a reason Tuscans seldom strayed far from their camps and banthas. The Gaderfi was a fine weapon to hold for a sprint, but after a distance it became cumbersome, and even the nimblest runner risked a bashed kneecap. A Yark had slammed both in this chase, further aggravating leg muscles that were already on fire. And without their banthas to guide them, green warriors were likely to lose their way. The group ahead had. The foolishness was theirs, but the failure belonged to a Yark, who'd calculated for a successful raid and an orderly withdrawal. Unless a Yark turned the fleeing warriors around, all would perish. Adin had the speed of youth. The newest warrior of the clan had dashed ahead, carrying a Yark's warning. The Tuscans had passed through the box canyon known as the False Mouth, thinking it led into the pillars. A path did exist that led up and out, but only a Yark knew where it was.
A silver landspeeder screeched past, the vehicle of the Smiling One.
I should have killed you when I had the chance, a Yark thought.
A Yark dived behind a dark formation on the craggy hillside and watched.
More machines followed. Some bore toward the false mouth. But others parted from the company and headed up the navigable inclines east and west of the gap. A flying machine with angular wings hovered above, just out of rifle range. So many settlers. So many vehicles. The Smiling Man's forces had thwarted a Yark's band in the past, killing some and driving the rest away. But this was different. A Yark had struck at the human in his lair and failed. No quarter would be given. A Yark saw the flyer pass between the suns. The elder son had failed to kill too. His sentence was a lifetime of running. A Yark could flee now and live, but not the rest. And a Yark had sent a Dean to join them. The last surviving son. The end of the line. Many lines are ending. A Yark cursed the pain and dashed up the hill.
You got him! You got him!
Orin's face beamed as he clicked off the comlink. The Skyhopper had led them well, its operator calling down the locations of the Tuscans below. Further confirmation came from the Tuscans' futile blaster fire into the air, useless attempts to bring the three-winged vessel down. A volcanic coulee in the foothills of the Jundland Wastes, Hunter's Gorge twisted from its wide opening back around two corners. There it branched off into a dozen steep staircases, most too tall even for a Wookiee to scale. But the eastern and western walls of the canyon were level on top, and the settlers had something the Tuscans didn't. Eyes in the air. The Tuscans had walked into a death chamber.
Hang back from the edge!
Orin ordered the settlers parked nearby. There was no sense drawing fire.
Wait until they try to climb out. Then take them.
It was already happening. Atop an escarpment jutting into the gorge, another group of settlers was already firing downward, picking off Tuscans like insects on a wall. Orange blasts peppered the cliff face around the nomads. One after another, they howled and fell. More settlers, he recognized Jabe and Vika among them, fired on those who hit the ground. Cheers went up to Orin's left as the scene repeated farther up the canyon. Orin had been reluctant to make a sortie so soon after the Oasis attack, but he realized